Joining me now in the studio is our newest producer, Antonia Cerejido. Hey, Antonia.
Hi, Maria.
So, Antonia, one of your favorite pieces from our Year of Ours was a piece about somebody who's a voiceover artist.
So Silvia Villagrán is a voice artist who works both in English and in Spanish. I like movies, and I, in general, was very curious about this job. I mean, her job is to go into an office every day and talk.
Talk to me a little bit about why you chose a piece that was from our Sabiduría, our Words of Wisdom Ender show.
Well, I think that the Sabiduría really sets a tone in all of our episodes. I really like that it's this one recurring thread. And she's very good at talking about both her own struggle, but also how culture affected her experience. We're looking at a group of people who are individuals and also live within a bigger context. And in Sabiduría every week, it's the perfect opportunity for people to talk about that dynamic. And I think for me as a young journalist, just starting out in this job, for instance, I feel like I get Sabiduría every day from you and from other producers.
Truth is that there was also like a very special thing that happened when you spoke with Silvia Villagrán.
Yeah, Silvia, I asked her if she would say my name in different intonations.
You're listening to Antonia Cerejido on Latino USA. You're listening to Antonia Cerejido on Latino USA. You're listening to Antonia Cerejido on Latino USA.
That was so cool. That was awesome.
Let's take a listen now to the piece about Silvia Villagrán, which was one of our Sabiduría, or our Words of Wisdom pieces.
Latin America's sexiest guilty pleasure is now on Mundos.
She talked to us about what it takes to be a bilingual voice actor.
I've got an agent, but they were only sending me out on stuff in Spanish. I cornered them and I said, so I really want to know, why are you not sending me out on stuff? You know, because I'm ready. I'm willing to do it. And he goes, you know, you don't have anything special going on with your voice, so I can't really sell you. I could really let that affect me, or, which was what I did, I got pissed. And I was like, you're not going to tell me that I don't have anything special going on with my voice after A, I have work, and B, you're taking 10% of it. So I fired him, and I went looking for an agent. I went to my current agent, Sutton Barthavanari, SBV. And we came to the conclusion that maybe it would be good to change my name. They kept saying that maybe the casting directors or clients, when they hear my slate, Silvia Villagrán, they'd go, they wouldn't maybe not want to hire me. So I changed my name to Silvia Granville. I actually started getting callbacks. I got a couple jobs. And then 1999 happened, and it was J-Lo and Ricky Martin and Selma Hayek, and all of a sudden it became super sexy, right, to be Latina. And so my agent and I said, okay, let's change it back. So now I was Silvia Villagrán, and all of a sudden now I began to book. I hear this all the time. People have told me that I have a really great voice and I want to get into voiceovers. It takes a lot more than your voice.
Amor.